This is the weekend when we celebrate Teodat HaMashiach, the meal of Messiah. And it is a time for us to remember that we all need atonement. One of the great messages of the scriptures, of the Jewish scriptures, is that the best of us is still a sinner. And the best of us falls short. Not one of us is perfect. Moses fell short. Abraham fell short. David fell short. All the prophets fell short. Aaron, the high priest, fell short. The Levites fell short. All of Israel has fallen short. And we are in need of atonement, and the mercy of God is freely offered to us. We can't earn it, but we can respond to it. We'll never be good enough. So if you say, well, I can't start following God until I'm good enough, then you misunderstand everything. You start following God because He is already perfectly good, and He will make you better and better. Your holiness is not like His holiness. His holiness is perfect. Ours develops. Ours starts weak and can get a little stronger as we practice following in obedience to the Lord. Faithfulness is like a muscle. It can be developed. It can grow strong. And we grow strong when we acknowledge our dependence on the Lord. It was at Pesach that Yeshua lifted up a cup, and He lifted up matzah, and He was declaring the new covenant in Him, in His flesh, and in His blood. And it was that holiday which we celebrate every year, where we say, God redeems us. We need to be redeemed again and again and again and again. And He was taking that holiday and saying, this is the foundation of your redemption. Coming out of Egypt is one part, but it happens again and again and again. And that's why He is known to us as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. When we come and we eat and drink of Teodat HaMashiach, we are saying, I'm not good enough. Just close your eyes for a minute and look down and say, I'm not good enough. And then do what is the more Jewish custom, which is open your eyes and look up to heaven and say, I'm not good enough. I am not good enough. But Lord, You are worthy. And I need You. Lord, we confess our sins to You. We acknowledge Your holiness. We thank You for the blood of the Lamb, Messiah Yeshua, who became a perfect Kippur, a perfect sacrifice for us. Thank You that He died on our behalf, and He became redemption for us. Thank You that He rose from the dead, and He demonstrated Your ultimate victory over sin and death and all their power. Thank You that He returned to Jerusalem and returned to His disciples. And thank You that He returned to heaven and sent Your Holy Spirit to us. We appreciate You, God, and all that You have done. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. I want to ask some people to come forward and to serve us this morning. Will Aaron and Paula Fleming, can you come? And Will Niels and Michelle Allen, can you come as well? And we'll come by rows, each of us. Take a piece of matzah and a cup. Return to our seats. We'll all eat and drink together. Let me remind you that this is for everyone and anyone who knows Yeshua is Adonai, who can say, Yeshua is my Lord. I know He died for me and He rose from the dead for me. You don't have to be a member of this congregation, but you do have to be part of the body of Messiah. And it's a privilege that we all have. So you can come up and you can take your own portion, return to your seats and wait. We're going to continue to to worship for just a moment before we all eat and drink together. So often during worship, we're ministering to the Lord. This is a time when He ministers to us, when He brings cleansing to us. Maybe today you were aware of your own deficiencies or failures or weaknesses or sins. And that is not to stop us from coming to the Lord. That is what helps us understand we need God. We need God's atonement. And we do this unusual thing. We offer to Him our sin. And we say, Lord, I am not worthy, but You are worthy. I am a sinner. I fall short. I miss the mark. I can be stiff-necked and hard-headed and wrong-minded and dull of hearing and blind. But You, O God, are merciful. And I humble myself before You. And I say, Lord, take away my sin. Cover over my sin. Nullify it and neutralize it. Thank You for the blood of the Lamb that takes away not just the sin of the world, but my sin. Thank You for the body of Messiah that was broken for me and that now I have been joined to. Lift up your matzah. Remember what the prophet said, that He was pierced for our transgressions and He was bruised for our iniquities. And the punishment that we deserved was upon Him, and that it brings us now peace with God. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Blessed are You, Lord our God, the King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. You brought Yeshua down from heaven and up from the grave. Thank You for eternal life. Thank You for resurrection life. In Yeshua's name. Up your cups. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam b'rei pri hagafen. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Thank You for the new covenant, O God. Thank You for the sacrifice of the new covenant. Thank You for the high priest of the new covenant. Thank You for the benefits of the new covenant. Thank You for the mercy of the new covenant. Thank You for the commandments, the mitzvot of the new covenant. Thank You for life that comes to us because of Yeshua. In His name we pray, amen.